السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it is only in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala that the hearts find satisfaction. The hearts will not find satisfaction in anything else except the zikr of Allah ta'ala. But I have explained this many, many times, that zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala means the fulfillment. We are talking about the real meaning of zikrullah. That it is the fulfillment of all the ahkam of Allah ta'ala, all the commands of Allah ta'ala, all the laws that are directed at us at whichever moment in our lives. The fulfillment of that hukam. Business time, to conduct the business according to the Quran and Sunnah. In home, everything must be governed by the Sharia, by the Quran Sharif, by the Sunnah. In our travels, whatever the situation, zikrullah will mean that we must find out from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, meaning look in the Quran Sharif or find out from the ulama that how I should conduct myself in this particular activity. That will be zikrullah. And all what tasbihat we do and the taking of the name of Allah ta'ala, all that is to give us taqwiyah, to give us the strength to practice upon those things that he has ordered and commanded. So we have come out of the month of Ramadan, and the fitnas have increased. They haven't decreased in any way. Whatever fitnas there were in the world, after this Mubarak month of Ramadan has passed, have they decreased or increased? Everyone knows they have increased. And that will happen until the day of Qiyamah now. There will be an increase in the fitnas. There is not going to be any kind of decrease. The person himself in his own life and in his own home, he can decrease the fitnas, he can safeguard himself, he can stay away from many of those fitnas by taking a resolution that he does not want to engage and indulge in any of those sins. He can save himself from those fitnas. If a person, for example, before the month of Ramadan had some kind of TV, movie, videos of the haram kind, so he made up his mind in the month of Ramadan that he's not going to return to all these haram. So now if he wants to save himself from that fitna, he can. There's no government law and regulation that you must bring it back after Ramadan. So after Ramadan, the individual in his own life, he can safeguard himself, he can protect himself. He can stay away from those areas of sin and fitnas as much as possible. But as far as the world at large is concerned, there is no question of decrease in fitnas. The rising of every sun brings new fitnas into the world. And the setting of every sun brings new fitnas into the world. The morning brings fitnas, the night brings fitnas. And some of those fitnas of such a nature they are that it takes away the iman of a person. Even the iman of a person is taken away, such kind of fitnas, such kind of statements people make about Allah Ta'ala, about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about the deen of Islam, about Sharia, about Quran Sharif. And then there are so many different kinds of sins which they legalize. One is considering the sin as a sin, then at least the person is a Muslim, although a sinful one. But when the person considers a sin also as a virtue, so then where there is iman? ND211481. Somebody wants to come out. 211481, remove your cup. If a person starts considering the sin as virtue, then there's no question of tawbah from it. And then that consideration of the haram as halal takes away the person's iman. And then we noticed also that even in the month of Ramadan and before Ramadan and after Ramadan, it's the same story. That so many people, they will engage in some kind of ibadah, zikr, tilawat. They may even make namaz 5 times a day. And they will be very much concerned also about the chicken being halal. But at the same time, they will go to the gambling dens or they will operate casinos, discos, rave clubs. And when they are questioned and asked, then they will say that we don't find any kind of conflict. Our religion has got no problem. We can, as long as we are praying 5 times a day, so it is sufficient for us. This Islam and Sharia and Quran Sharif and religion does not deal with all these other aspects of our lives. There we are free to choose whatever path we wish to. Now look at the dangers. All these are the dangers. So we have come out of Ramadan, but the fitnas have increased. Now to protect oneself and safeguard oneself, the person requires noor in his heart. That noor, if it is not in the heart, there's only darkness in the heart, then the person will be attracted towards sins and he will get trapped in all the fitnas and all the temptations. But if he has got the noor of iman, the noor of yaqeen, and it is strong, if the whole masjid now is in total darkness, outside also total darkness, and then we put one small candle here, will it light up the whole area? So like that, that noor also has to be strong. The more the darkness, the more the noor that's required. If the darkness is not of that extent, there are enough lights, and there's a slight darkness in some area. So there, if you put one candlestick also, it'll light up that area. But where everything is in total darkness, and every sin brings darkness. So at such a time, how much noor is required in the heart? So these majalis of zikr is for that, to bring in some kind of noor into our hearts, some kind of steam of Allah Ta'ala's love into our hearts, some kind of steam that comes into the heart through the khawf and fear of Allah Ta'ala's azab. That is the purpose of these majalis of zikr. It is not for increase in knowledge, it's not for increase in our information. Information we have plenty. But now what is required is action. So today or tonight, Hazrat Mawlana Zaki Usmani is beautiful. Tera naam jis dam bhi maine liya hai, dile mustarib ko sukoon mil gaya hai. Tera naam jis dam bhi maine liya hai, dile mustarib ko sukoon mil gaya hai. Nadamat ke baais jo aansu baha hai, mere daaghe is aankh ko dhota gaya hai. Tera naam jis dam bhi maine liya hai, dile mustarib ko sukoon mil gaya hai. Nadamat ke baais jo aansu baha hai, mere daaghe is aankh ko dhota gaya hai. Tera naam jis dam bhi maine liya hai, dile mustarib ko sukoon mil gaya hai. Ala bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it gives satisfaction to the hearts. Itminan of qalb comes through zikrullah only. So in this world there are lots of fitnas and lots of darknesses that are prevailing. And all these things cause restlessness in our hearts. It all causes restlessness in our hearts. Now how are we going to bring sukoon into our hearts? So that sukoon will come through zikrullah. Remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Turn away from those fitnas. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Distance ourselves from those places and areas of sins and vices and evils. Take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance, and the person will get itminan in his qalb. Then he will find straight away satisfaction in his heart. There will be a little bit of effort that the person has to make. There has to be a little effort. Otherwise, if there's no mujahada, there was no effort required at all, and there was no test of any kind, then Allah Ta'ala would have kept us in Jannat, created us in Jannat, left us in Jannat. We should have enjoyed the ni'mats of Jannat. There was no need to come to this world. This world we have been sent so that we may be tested. And we all know these students in the examinations, now they are going to be tested. Whole year they were making some kind of effort, learning, reading, understanding, absorbing, occupying themselves in doing revision. That is, if they were true students. That means if they were students, not in the garb of students. So if they were occupied, and they were not like those high school students who were very, very high on drugs. So then those students will still be tested. In the examination they will now be tested. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also sent the Quran Sharif, send the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, send Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our guide. He taught us what will please Allah Ta'ala, what will displease Him, what we must do, what we mustn't do. And then the life of ours is at examination time. Then now we are being tested whether we stay away from those haram or not, whether we do all that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded or not. And then there will be award and reward. So like that, there will be tests. But if the person just resists the temptation, then it's just for a little while. But the sukoon that the person will experience will be for a very, very long while. And if the person, by resisting the temptation all the time, builds up that steam of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love in his heart, then that train of his and that will really move at a fast speed, and that plane of his also will take off at a very, very high speed. If he has built it and retained it, and not done what I explained the other day, that when there is an aeroplane that has to take off, and it has got a lot of passengers, it has got a lot of baggage, it has got a lot of cargo, so now the weight is so much that it's not going to take off like a helicopter straight up. It requires a runway, and it will move on that, and it will build up speed. And when it is at full throttle and full speed, then suddenly it will take off. And then it will fly after that thousands of kilometers, depending on how much of fuel there is. So like that, in the month of Ramadan, that is what we were doing, building up that speed. On that runway we were moving all that baggage of ours, because we have got a lot of baggage of our past. So that's why it requires a long runway. And now the aeroplane is ready to take off. We built up some steam, that time we put it in reverse gear. We're just about to take off, we put reverse gear. Then what will happen? So therefore we should fight these temptations. It is just a little while that the person has to bear the pain of avoiding those evil glances and haram things. And after that he'll find sukoon in his heart. He says, Tera naam jis dambi maine liya hai, dile mustarib ko sukoon mil gaya hai. Nadamat ke baais jo aansu baha hai, mere daaghe siyaan ko dhota gaya hai. Nadamat ke baais jo aansu baha hai. Due to regret and remorse and shame in my heart, these tears which flowed, mere daag-e isyaan ko dhota gaya hai. When a person commits a sin, a spot falls on the heart. Whether we can see it or we cannot see it. Lots of things we cannot see, but we know that it's happening. In the air here or in the atmosphere, we know there are lots of things we can't see with our eyes. There's oxygen, there's hydrogen, there's nitrogen, and there's so much of germs and so much of viruses and so much of things in the air, but we can't see anything. There's even sounds that are in this very place, different kinds of sounds. Put on a TV and switch it on, you'll see pictures also. And all the music can come, all the news of the world's radio stations and all the other broadcasts and everything, it's all in the airwaves here, but nobody can see it. You need the right receiver for that. So the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they informed us that when the person is committing a sin, a dark spot falls on his heart. And if he makes sincere tawbah, then it gets washed off. And if he does not make sincere tawbah and he commits again the sin and again, then slowly the heart becomes pitch black. Then nothing takes effect on that. After that, nothing takes effect. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala seals that heart. Then you can read the whole Quran Sharif from beginning to end. You can give all the nasihats. You can read all the ahadith. You can give all the incidents of the nations of the past and all the things that happened in our own times. Nothing has any effect. Why? Because the heart has become pitch black. So therefore we have to keep on making tawbah, istighfar, shed tears of nadamat and shame in abundance. So he says, when I do that, and when I was doing that, my heart was getting washed and cleaned. So now if somebody takes his heart and goes to a cardiologist or goes to a cardiologist and say, remove my heart and check if there's black spots there, because I read in the kitab that when you commit sins, you get black spots. So now the cardiologist removes it and he says, no, that Maulana is speaking a lie. And the kitab, whatever is written, is not the truth. Where's the black spot? Show it to me. So we're talking about the spiritual heart. What do they understand? What is a spiritual heart? So nadamat ke baais jo aansu baha hai mere daaghe isyaan ko dhota gaya hai. Tera naam jis dam bhi maine liya hai, dile mustarib ko sukoon mil gaya hai. Nadamat ke baais jo aansu baha hai, mere daaghe isyaan ko dhota gaya hai. Teri zaat aala wa arfa hai sab se, tere dar se hi mujhko sab kuch mila hai. Ya Allah, whatever I have, it is from you. Whatever we have, it is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whichever way we look at it. Many a times I've explained that if the person has got something in it with him of the material possessions, then the person can say, I made effort, I worked very hard. If he worked very hard, who gave him the intelligence, who gave him the hands, who gave him the feet, who gave him the tongue, eyes, ears, nose? And if the person received it as inheritance, then who caused him to be born in that family, royal family, that he inherited a palace? If Allah Ta'ala had caused him to be born in one shack, would he have inherited the palace? So again, it's Allah Ta'ala. And if the person gave it as a gift to him, again it's Allah Ta'ala who put it into his heart that he must give gift to him. So everything is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So therefore he said, Tere dar se hi mujhko sab kuch mila hai. Hawadis ki zad mein hai dil ka safina, kinare laga de yahi iltija hai. So much of fitnas that his heart, the boat of the heart is caught up in. The fitnas are like the ocean of fitnas. And this heart is caught up in all different kinds of fitnas. So we're asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to convey us to the shores, to take us to the shores of sukoon, of peace, of tranquility. Inshallah we'll continue with this some other time, if Allah ta'ala gives life, health and an opportunity. Tonight is not a majlis of bayan and waz. But the message is this, that having come out of the month of Ramadan, fitnas haven't decreased, fitnas have increased. And they will increase, they will continue to increase. As Qiyamah comes closer, then they are going to increase. Now at such a time, a person, what little effort he makes to restrain himself from those fitnas, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards him plentifully. When a young person especially stays away from those fitnas, then Allah Ta'ala gives it to him very, very quickly. Because the mujahada is great in these days. Allah Ta'ala gives it to him also very easily. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stay away from all those fitnas and do that which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are pleased with, so that we get in our hearts sukoon, so that Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with us and we become the recipients of His ni'mat, His bounty. The only way to get from Allah Ta'ala is to make Him happy. We will not find it where we are searching for it. People are searching for sukoon in wealth, in so many other things, in palaces, in oil wells, in gold mines. But they can't find it because it's not there. Those things are material things which Allah Ta'ala has created for our benefit and for our usage. So use it. But we are not going to find sukoon in those things unless we bring that same deen and sharia, Quran and sunnah into those things. When we're going to use those things as Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then it will bring sukoon. Otherwise, not going to bring sukoon. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह जल जलालो. ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله. 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Dard-e-dil means muhabbat of Allah must be in my heart. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne,
غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے، پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے، اس کے نام کی گنتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate loving Allah. Oh, my most generous, most kind, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are ashamed. Mere Mawla, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. ہم جیسے بھی ہے تیرے بندے ہیں، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے گا، تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, there is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if we are rejected, where do we go? If you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us because of our sins, then my beloved Allah, where do we go? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi.
اگر تو نے نگاہ رحمت پھیر لی تو میرے خدا تو بتا کہ پھر ہم جائے کہاں. یا اللہ forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of your maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't look at the weaknesses, the shortcomings and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. My beloved Allah, everything lies in your control. Our health in your control. Our wealth in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. Our lives are in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. The homes in which we live in your control. My beloved Allah, if you order the earth to shake, the superpowers of the world cannot prevent it from shaking. If you have to send the gale force winds or the tsunamis, no superpower of the world can protect. My beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, when we thought nobody was watching, we were only fooling ourselves. You were seeing everything that we were doing. You were listening to everything that we were speaking. You have the knowledge of every movement and every action of ours. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. But how tolerant you are, my beloved Allah. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and to drink and to wear. My beloved Allah, distance us from everything that is haram. Give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, and to go for hajj if farz. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rights of the neighbors, the rights of the poor, the rights of the needy. The rights of both Muslims and non-Muslims. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill our promises and pledges. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. If you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. My Mawla, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, we know sometimes sicknesses and sometimes difficulties and hardships can be a rahmat and a mercy. They are a test and a trial. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. My beloved Allah, we cannot bear any kind of test or trial. Ya Allah, we are full of sins. We are seeking forgiveness of all sins. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are sick and ailing wherever they may be, in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. My beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing. So many of our family members are sick and ailing. So many people are in hospitals. So many have undergone operations and so many will undergo operations. Ya Allah, bless everyone with shifa, which is tam, which is kamil, which is ajil. My beloved Allah, shifa is in your hands. Shifa is in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur. Marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Oh my beloved Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa. Ya Allah, don't test us. Bless everyone with complete shifa. Our hearts are also diseased, my beloved Allah, spiritually. We have got malice, greed, pride, envy, jealousy, arrogance, and so much of evil passions and desires. Clean and purify our hearts. Bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. My beloved Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to your awliya-i siddiqeen. Oh my beloved Allah, distance us from everything displeasing to you. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and with your love. So much of your muhabbat, so much of your muhabbat, that my beloved Allah, our hearts, every beat we hear Allah, Allah. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein maza jaye maula dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein maza jaye maula dil badal de. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. And those who have children, make them obedient to you and to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the parents. Ya Allah, give the parents the tawfiq to give proper upbringing to the children. Ya Allah, those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, everything will be ours, my beloved Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe, ve kya maangta ho. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے وہ کیا مانگتا میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا My beloved Allah, we have to return to you one day. How are we going to face you? Kis muh se hum hazir hoge? My beloved Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouth, a bottle of wine in our hands, or in adultery or fornication, or in any kind of haram viewing and gazing. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. We know we are not deserving of it. But what is it that we are deserving of that you have blessed us with? You blessed us with Iman and Islam without us deserving. Ya Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. تمنا ہے مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گوروں کا فٹ ہوتا My beloved Allah, make us a patch of the earth of Madina Sharif. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, remove the tests and the trials of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All over the world the Ummah is suffering. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Pakistan, everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, remove the tests and trials and difficulties of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Bless them, my beloved Allah, with your rahmat and with your mercy. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tablighu da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khankao ki mehnat qubool farma. Tamam deeni anjumano idaro ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he cried for us. How much he begged for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Our family members with that goodness. The ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspiration. Those who are returning from Umrah or have returned, make their Umrahs maqbool and mabrur. Those who are planning for Hajj or have left for Hajj, Ya Allah, make their Hajj asan and maqbool. remove all the obstacles and difficulties from their path. My beloved Allah, those students who are writing examinations, bless them with complete success in their examinations. Make them assets for our communities. Protect them from the fitnas at the universities, colleges and schools. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove those difficulties, those pain, those sufferings. Everything is in your hands, my beloved Allah. No one is going to question you why you accepted the du'as of those sinful ones who raised their hands in Masjid al-Noor on Thursday night. Ya Allah, koi tujhse poochne wala nahi hai. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.